Shalom, everyone, and Baruch Hashem Adonai. Bless the name of the Lord, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries Hour on WHKWRadio.com. My name is John Bartlett, your co-host, and of course, our teacher, Sheila Crawford, is here. And on this very special election evening, in fact, probably the most important day for the future of America, your vote today is between capitalistic America or a socialistic one. And that's a pretty heavy choice. We're going to begin, as we always do, with a prayer. Abba, we just lift up to you this country and its election. We know that you are ultimately in charge of the destiny of our country. And we trust that no matter what happens, that you'll still be in control. We also want to lift up those who have been affected by Hurricane Sandy, especially those people, Lord, that trust you. Please send them relief. Put it on the hearts of many more who have the means to help, but they maybe haven't done anything yet. Put it on their hearts, Lord, to move into action. And let your presence be known, too. And let it be felt by your people there, too. On the East Coast especially, Staten Island especially, and in Bayonne, New Jersey, where we have family members. And Lord, we just ask that you take care of them and look after them. And as always, we thank you for your presence right here in the studio, in our hearts, and in the hearts of our listeners as well. And we do ask these things in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, Son of the Living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, John. And we are here at WHKW on what most say is the most important day in the history of America. And I agree with you, John. Today, we should get the final results of the war between capitalism and socialism. And in case you are a new listener, we here at Shofar Ministries examine the current events of the day to see how it fits into God's end time puzzle by comparing it with Scripture, but looking through the eyes of our Judeo-Christian forefathers. After all, Jesus was Jewish. And according to Romans 11, we have been grafted into their heritage. And because all their eyes will be opened soon, we will share with them the soon coming kingdom. And we want to see you in that kingdom as well. All are welcome. It's your decision.
Come with us.
That's right.
We want you to be with us. And we want to remind you also that you can listen to any of our past shows just by going to our webpage, shofarministries.net. And the phone lines, we're going to open them right now for your questions, comments, or if you have an update as to what's happening in your state, what happened at the poll that you just visited. And as far as anything, really, as far as the election is concerned, give us a call, 888-677-WORD. That's 888-677-9673. Okay, Sheila, there is a lot of news going on. So what do you plan to tell us tonight that fits into the end times?
Well, let's talk about Israel first.
Okay.
Before we get too much into the election. But the Sudan. Now, you know where the Sudan is, John, right?
Yep. Eastern Africa or just south of Egypt.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
say.
A good, that's mm-hmm. that'll work. Okay. Well, anyway, they're allies with Iran. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an agreement was signed in 2008, which allowed Iran to discreetly, of course, build advanced Shahab ballistic missiles. Never know how to pronounce that, but that's what I think it says.
Well, it just says, looks Shahab? Like Shahab.
Shahab.
Yeah.
Okay. Ballistic missiles and rockets at a factory compound in the Sudan. Well, Israel found out about it. So, last month, Israel bombed it. Now, some are saying it was a dry run for Iran, but since the Yarmouk plant was a further distance than it would be to go to Iran, Israel proved that refueling in air was not a problem.
Mm-hmm. They sure did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to be a logistic problem if they have to attack Iran.
No, and I think they showed Iran that.
Yeah. Isn't the Sudan right now a hub for a major hub
for
terrorism?
Right. Which is why Israel's been watching them. And again, they're Iran's allies, so they assume that they'd be doing some stuff over there. you know. So, but yeah, it's a major transit for weapon smugglers and African migrant traffickers. They smuggle arms to Hamas and Hezbollah through Egypt in tunnels into Gaza and then on to Lebanon.
Yeah, and what's Iran's response to this bombing?
Oh, well, they weren't very happy.
Well,
and,
I didn't think they were. I mean,
they do have now two Iranian warships docked at Port Sudan, which is right there in the Red Sea. And I am sure they're going to kick it up a notch against Israel through their proxy armies in Gaza and Lebanon and kind of blame it on Syria, of course. In fact, there are tensions on the Golan Heights border. Now, you know, that Golan Heights is between Israel and Syria. That's their borderline. And apparently some small arms were fired from the Golan area and hit the jeep of an Israeli commander on a routine border patrol.
They're in trouble. Not good.
No. But the incident occurred after a gunfight between Syrian troops and rebels over the Golan town of Quneitra. I think that's how you pronounce it, which ended in the town falling to the rebels, which did not make Assad very happy. So Damascus, which is still run by Assad, is reporting to have or is sending reinforcements over to the Golan to recover that city. They don't want to just give it up to the rebels, so they're going to be fighting over it, which is on the border of Syria and the Golan Heights. Now, this is making Israel very uncomfortable because it's a little too close to Israel.
It sure is.
So the IDF are on high alert in case the Syrian combat does spill over the border. And in fact, just today, Israel has given Damascus a final warning that a military response would be forthcoming if Syria's fighter aircraft infringed the airspace over the Golan demilitarized zones. They're only allowed; they're not allowed to go over that. So Israel gave them a warning, but
well, we just watched with bated breath as Damascus is hovers between total destruction and fulfills that prophecy in Isaiah. So this is getting exciting. Well, this election will certainly help give us a better idea on how long we're going to be here as the church.
I do believe that. I do think that if Barack Obama gets back in, that we are very close to that one-world government that the Bible says is going to happen. And four more years for Barack Obama on the same track, and now the speed bumps are going to be removed, so it's going to go even faster.
I think so. Faster to globalism. Sheila, I know you were somewhat disappointed with Romney's campaign. Now, why is that?
Well, I think he could have fought harder. Now, again, his first debate was really, really good, but then he kind of like slacked off, and he chose not to pursue any further that Benghazi attack, which in my mind is a massive cover-up of some very sinister manipulations.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they're going to investigate, Obama says, but of course they're not going to do anything until after today. And this was how many weeks ago? I can't even remember, 4 or 5 or something like that?
It's getting up there now.
And of course he doesn't want any investigations until after the election, son. He made sure of that. But here's what I suspect. The president doesn't want anyone to know that it was Al-Qaeda because he says Al-Qaeda is on the run. Thanks to him. Now, I believe weapons were being smuggled through Libya to Syrian rebels. I mean, that's pretty open now. And again, it's to help remove Assad, to help the Muslim Brotherhood take over like they have in so many other areas in the Middle East. And BL doesn't want Iran to know this, that we're helping the rebels in Syria because Iran is allies with Syria. And the reason that he doesn't want Iran to know is because he's been secretly making deals. And I can only speculate on exactly what that would be, but I'm sure it's not helping Israel, that's for sure. But these meetings are being coordinated through his best friend and one of his top advisors, Valerie Jarrett, who, by the way, is Persian and born in Iran. So maybe Iran trusts her a little? I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure if Iran would trust anyone from the United States.
I wouldn't think so.
But, you know, Barack Obama is a pretty good liar, just like the rest of the politicians. You know, he can.
He's better.
He can spin one.
Yes, he can. Oh, and I just want to add something else too. I understand that that wasn't even a consulate that they were at.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Basically, that it was like this shadowy, unmarked, no American flag.
Oh.
Clandestine building, and the United States was engaging. Also, besides moving these weapons and recruiting more rebels from a jihadi population for that war over in Syria.
So and this may have been masquerading as a consulate.
Well, we're saying it was a consulate, but I know there's the embassy, there's a consulate that takes care of the minor things, and then there was this building that they were really at, but they're not saying that.
Oh.
They're still calling it a consulate, which... There was no American flag, so I really doubt that it was. Again, so much of this is going to come out later.
More intrigue.
But then I guess we're all working with Turkey also to transport these weapons. And it just makes me think that that ambassador that was killed had to know something about these weapons. And when realizing that there was an attack brewing, asked for help weeks before, and of course, more frequently as time went by and it got closer to that day, but we did nothing until finally, I'm told, the same day of the killings, the CIA did send some help from Tripoli with little weaponry, but Libya held them up at the airport for 3 hours while they were being killed.
Okay, well, somebody knew something there, it sure seems like.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, Turkey was able to arrest a suspect, which, by the way, the suspect was recently released from Gitmo as a prisoner, but they shipped him directly to Tunisia. And then Barack Obama said the Tunisian government wouldn't let us talk to him.
How convenient.
However, a couple of senators got together, and apparently it didn't take them too long, and are talking to him right now, although, again, nothing's happening that we can hear about until after the election. But here's the thing. Barack Obama knew about it. I think perhaps he thought that they would only kidnap Stevens. And I said this many weeks ago, that the Muslim Brotherhood want the blind sheikh released from our prison in North Carolina. Now, he's the guy that was the mastermind to bombing the World Trade Center in 93. Very important man to the Muslims. The Muslim Brotherhood want him and want him bad. The Muslim Brotherhood had been in Washington many, many times. They've been reported as being seen going to the White House.
No kidding.
Right. And it's suspected that they've been pushing Obama to give them the blind cheek. Well, perhaps if Stevens over in Libya was kidnapped, then he could give them the blind cheek and have a good reason because he wanted
like
to get Stevens
back. Like
as an
exchange, as a hostage exchange or something like that.
Yeah. But something went awry, that's the word.
Well, you know, that wouldn't be the first time a CIA operation went south or went sour.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just too bad that we can never get the truth. It'll come out eventually.
Well, it will, definitely. And I'm telling you, there are some people saying that if Barack Obama gets reelected, that this could even be treason and a reason for impeachment.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's a lot of things to be... what else is bugging you about Romney's campaign now that we got an earful of that?
Believe me, I want him to win. Yeah. But I think that he'd have a better chance if his campaign might have been run a little bit better.
Well, he never said anything in the debates about the Benghazi thing. Or he
just very limited.
Very little, and then I think the moderator shot him down.
Yeah,
on it, right?
Exactly. And then after that, nothing. And he apparently told some reporters that he just wants to run a clean campaign on the economy and jobs, which is admirable, but if he loses, it didn't work.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he never pointed out that Barack Obama's appointed cabinet, which, by the way, he appoints, are all, at least 11 of them, Trilateral Commission members.
Hmm.
And I don't know if you know much about the Trilateral Commission. If not, make sure you get my newsletter next month, actually this month now, that will explain what that is. Right. But if he wins tonight, that list will be in my next newsletter. But if Romney wins, I'd better not see the same thing. That's something I'm going to be looking for, to see who he appoints, you know?
Yeah.
But as you know, there are some progressive Republicans as well, but we're going to save that for another night. Another thing, Romney could have mentioned that Barack Obama, in his very first year, made June Gay Pride Month, which, of course, is the usual month for traditional marriage. Hello? And now the military can be openly gay, thanks to him.
Hmm.
And so many other steps in the area of homosexuality. Don't misunderstand me. I love homosexuals. I know some that are. But I don't like the sin, and I can't condone it.
It's something we don't want
to.
Yeah, I know. We don't want to. It's not something to boast about, is what we're saying. I want to check in on the election returns right now, and there's been a change. It looks like we're in the electoral votes. We're at the 64 for Obama and only 43.
40
for Romney. Now that has tipped in the last hour, or in the last few minutes, actually. That balance has tipped.
Yes, it does. But look at how much of the light pink there is there that's probably going to go to Romney.
Yeah.
And that'll be a lot more. So.
They think. But as it stands right now, he's got way more Obama.
Right now, for sure, he does. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Thought I'd keep you up.
Exciting night here.
Exciting night. Election night.
But anyway.
Let's see. Were we going to talk about cutting the defense budget?
Yes, that's another thing.
Yeah.
So our military is weakened, and then he wants to take them all out of the Middle East, which is exactly what the terrorists want, so that they can get stronger with us out of the way. But at the same time, we continue to send billions of our dollars to them. I mean billions. And everything is happening so fast.
It is. I can hardly keep up with it.
Yes. Well, I'm reminded of the scripture that is in the very beginning of the book of Revelation, in the very first verse of the very first chapter. And it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, that be us, things which must shortly take place. Now, that shortly take place is really a reference to the fact that once it gets moving, we'll proceed fast. It's sort of like a woman that goes into labor,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Once the labor pains begin, it goes faster and faster.
More frequent?
Yes, and
more
Jesus
intense.
Refers to labor pains in when talking about the tribulation and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes there's an interlude, like in false labor,
mm-hmm.
but you still know it's coming.
Yeah, well, like you said, no one's just a little pregnant.
That's right. So it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
But as I've said before on other programs, I just think that Romney, the time that we have left here for the church, will be a little smoother going than if Obama's elected.
Yeah.
He's going to be, the second term, I'm just so fearful of what the things he's going to do, and do them quickly.
Oh,
he even promised Russia to wait till after my election. And he keeps saying it a lot.
That sounds so ominous.
I believe we're in deep trouble. I really do.
Me too.
Barack Obama has restrained himself right now, but wait, because he's going to break loose. Could be the end of America very soon, and surely we will not have the America of our founding fathers.
Yeah, the ones they dreamed we could keep going. And he's openly said now, the president has said, that we're not a Christian nation.
I heard him say that, yeah.
N-O-T, not.
Now, I'll agree that America does accept all faiths,
mm-hmm.
because we love everyone. But that is why we are a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
A Muslim nation doesn't do that.
No, they don't. And, you know what? Today's Democratic Party, it's very different from the one I grew up with.
As well as I grew up as a Democrat myself. And it's certainly not that way today. Certainly not. I mean, it just seems like the Democratic Party just does everything anti-God anymore.
Yeah. And that was never like that.
And not all. I understand that.
Right,
especially
right.
The older ones, because they don't like to change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But many are changing to Republican or at least independent. In fact, I heard a story not too long ago where a lady was talking to another lady and explaining what she believed, and then she stopped for a minute and said to her, you know, I think maybe I am a Republican. And that really, you know, but the bottom line is, as a born-again Christian, we knew this time was coming. Just read Timothy, which I think we're going to be able to do before the show is out. If we don't have any phone calls, and I just want to remind people to to call in. Why don't you give that number,
John?
Yeah,
that number is 888. That's 888-677-WORD.
Yes, call us. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think how the election's going.
Yeah, you'll have to because we lost our monitor that's... Oh, there it is. Okay, good.
Oh, and what about Jeremiah?
Mm-hmm.
He prophesied, I believe, America's demise over 2,500 years ago.
Yeah, you've been teaching this. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 10 and 11. And it says, therefore, do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return.
And they are.
And they are. Have rest and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid, for I am with you, says the Lord, to save you.
They're going
to
get saved.
Exactly. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you.
Could you repeat that?
Yes. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you. Yet I will not make a complete end of you, but I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished.
And that is so true. And, Israel has turned away from their God. They went to idol worship, and he had to divorce them. And all the story
question. What does full end mean?
The Hebrew word is kalah, mm-hmm. number 3617, and it actually means complete destruction.
Wow.
A complete end.
Next question. Do you believe America is one of those? Well, I know you do. I know what the answer you're going to give me. But do you believe that America is a nation and will be counted in with this group?
I do.
Because certainly Israel has been scattered here in a big way.
Oh, yes. In fact, I looked that population up, and we have about 5,200,000 still here in the United States. Israel has has hit the $6 million mark.
$6 million?
I mean, sorry. Thank you for correcting me.
Is this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I'm thinking of so many things in my head. That okay.
Yes. Wrong program.
Israel has 6 million Jews.
Okay.
And the United States has 5,200,000.
Mm-hmm. 5.27, actually, and Israel's 5.7, and that these are from 1910.
Right.
There I go.
There you go.
Oh, you got me going. This is a 2010 survey. And actually the balance is tipped. There are now more Jews living in the land than there are in America.
Isn't it interesting that it's the same number that were actually killed in the Holocaust?
Yeah, that's kind of six million would be significant in my estimation.
But, well, and then the next it goes right down to France. Right? Which is so much less. Well, 470, what is it, John?
Well, let's just call it very near 500,000. It's less than a million.
So
it's
that's
about
huge.
It's about a half a million. We're talking 5 million versus a half a million. So,
yeah.
So America definitely has a lion's share of.
God said in Jeremiah, I will make a full end of all the nations where I have scattered you.
Okay, so I'm not going to
get... That's America.
Okay, I'm not getting America out of this, am I? We're in here. And then we're not...
it doesn't say America, but it describes us.
It's pretty hard to deny, though, that it's not talking... It's talking about this us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So...
That could be why we're not mentioned, really, in the Bible much, because we're not here that long.
That could be. What do you think our end's going to be? Destruction. It's not going to be attrition, right? We're not going to just, get weaker and weaker and...
Well, I think a little of both.
A little of both. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good reason to be on our knees and praying and asking...
Well, this will happen after the rapture.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons why we're leaving, is because this has to be done.
Okay. Now, I happen to know that you did vote for Romney, right?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
And... Could you give me at least one good reason?
I think everybody that listens to this program very often knows why, but right now it's Romney's love for Israel. And we have discussed this many times from God's Word in Genesis 12 and 26.
Yeah, I'd like to read that too, if you don't mind. Whoever blesses Israel, specifically the descendants of Isaac and Jacob, I will bless. But whoever curses you, I will curse. And woe to America.
Yeah.
Obama is reelected.
Especially.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, He hates Israel. And you can't tell me that he doesn't. You just can't tell me.
Well, I've seen some pictures of the looks on his face when he's talked to Netanyahu, and it wasn't didn't look too good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had some reservations about Romney, I think, in the beginning.
Yes, I did in the very beginning, and then I realized that we have to choose for the best political figure that's going to help us get out of debt, mm-hmm. number one, which I believe Romney can do that. And I think that he will side with Israel,
I think that would be good. I think that may have some bearing on what kind of natural disasters we have to go through in the coming years.
Now, even though Romney does not worship the same Jesus, and let me make that perfectly clear,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't. And never compromise by calling him a Christian, please. But pray for him. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he does stand for my values and will do all he can, as I said, to reduce our debt, which is very important for our children and our children's children. As I said, it's a vote for either capitalism or socialism. But Obama would be a nightmare. Romney would give us more time to continue our work of preaching the gospel. Now, there's a higher up even above all that. We've talked about it, Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they probably will get to Romney.
Yes, they will.
But I still think that we as Christians will have it a little easier to continue preaching, which is what we're supposed to do.
Right.
To make disciples before the rapture happens.
That's right. And if that's not the case, we may be suffering some laws passed against witnessing or something like that, or even...
Oh, absolutely. He could get rid of free speech.
Yeah, free speech.
You know?
It seems like that's on the table for, you know...
Well, and the one thing about it is that Obama has woke me up as to what time it is.
Ah, see, I knew you liked him.
Through his administration, I had to think of something good.
Well, either way you look at it, it's going to be a very exciting night tonight and a very exciting next few years.
But through his administration, the Tea Party was birthed, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
He gave me a new fervor when I did realize how bad it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, as I said, believe the rapture is soon, whoever gets in, but I think... Barack will make our remaining days very difficult. Continue with his regulations and more regulations to strap small businesses and the coal industry.
Yeah, and that's where we get a lot of our energy, isn't it?
It really is. What is it, like 40% or something?
Yeah, it's a big chunk.
I feel he'll regulate the internet and perhaps kill freedom of speech, especially on talk radio like this one. And you're going to see, well, you might not see, it might be hidden, but there'll be more politically motivated audits if you speak against him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's already been doing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
People have said, you know, as soon as I spoke out against him at this important meeting, I've heard other people say that.
They got
an
audit from the IRS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, by the way, I believe he'll probably amend the Constitution. And his executive orders will go through the roof by bypassing Congress anytime he wants. He's already said he could do that.
Hmm.
And he will use international law as his excuse. And a lot of laws are being put through right now. And one of them is the free speech thing. It will be against international law for you to say anything against Islam.
Hmm.
That is almost, and Saudi Arabia is pushing for that. It almost went through this year.
It sounds ludicrous, you know, and it would have sounded totally crazy a few years ago. But right now, that sounds like that could happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're already pushing for it. Now, again, you've got to remember, this is his DNA from childhood.
Oh, yeah. I saw that documentary, and it was very chilling indeed.
And you know what? When we come back, we're going to read some scriptures.
Where are we going?
And, well, I think it's time to ask God once again to bless the USA. What do you think, John?
I think that's a very good idea.
Okay.
God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her.
Wow. God bless America.
That was beautiful.
That was Martina McBride.
Yes. Great singer, too. And
it's a powerful song, and she put some power behind those lyrics. Very good.
Yes.
Welcome
and
back to
God
the
Bless
Shofar.
America.
God bless America, and welcome back to the Shofar Ministries Hour, and a little update on our presidential race I think we should give you right now as far as electoral votes go. I'm looking at 64 for the president and 51 for our contender,
Bob
Mitt
Romney. However,
yeah.
There's a lot of states getting ready to be finished, and it looks more like Romney.
Of course, and we've got a lot of stuff to hear from out west. If you want to stay up late tonight and hear how California does, I don't want to, but I'll hear it.
I'll find out in the morning, I guess. But gee, will I be able to sleep? I don't know.
I don't know either. So exciting. Well, do you have a question for Sheila? Would you like her to speak at your church or your group? You can just email her at sheila@shofarministries.net, or just give her a call at the office, 440-834-9006. And a very important reminder, your donation is still tax deductible, and it's very vital to this Hebraic Roots ministry, a ministry that gets you to study your Bible and gets you from being lukewarm to hot.
That's it.
That's what we do.
That's right.
And you can just send your gift to Shofar Ministries, Box 513, Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, Burton, Ohio, 44021, or use PayPal on the website. All donations automatically put you on Sheila's informative newsletter, so include your address, whether it's an email or that address on your mailbox out there, okay?
Right. I, of course, prefer email because it's easier for me, and you can print out your own copy and share it with others, or just forward to someone you care about. But do share the information, especially the many gold nuggets it often contains. Some great teachings, and they are also all archived on shofarministries.net.
That's great. That's great. And I want to remind you, the phone lines are open, 888-677-WORD.
888-677-WORD. Give us a call. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, we're here on a Tuesday night again.
Every Tuesday night at 8 p.m., and make sure you mark your calendars for the first Friday of every month, because we're at Chester Christian Center in Chesterland.
With some great teaching and opportunity for you to interact with Sheila, ask her questions, put in your 2 cents worth. And actually, we have a good time worshiping the Lord in music and song. I'm the worship leader there and have been for the last 12 years or so, I guess. Am I stretching it, or has it been that long?
Yeah, it has been.
Okay. Well, let's not go there. But anyway,
we had a good meeting last time.
Yeah, we did.
We ended up talking about demons and Christians and all that stuff.
Well, I think it was one of the meetings where the Holy Spirit sort of like directed, and that doesn't happen too often. But
well, he does.
I usually have something to talk about,
but he did change the direction that night. I think that's what you meant.
That's what I meant.
Because the Holy Spirit's there every time.
Well, I know that. I know that. But usually it's we're pretty much in the line-by-line study of the news, of course, and the worship.
We just had a change.
We have a change now. Okay. Now tell us what happened. Tell us what happened.
Romney just moved up to 67 over Obama, 64 electoral votes.
Ooh. What state did that for him, I wonder? I don't see the... Yeah. We can't tell. We're looking at the screen, and the map of the United States just fell right off the bottom of the screen. Oh, there it is. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, look,
I don't know, but the numbers are going up. So
it looks like Oklahoma and Texas is now flexing its muscles. I think might have something to do with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about that?
Oklahoma for sure, and it looks like Kentucky, Tennessee, and Georgia, and South Carolina for sure.
To what?
To Romney.
To Romney. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right, let's read a couple scriptures here before we have to leave. Time is flying. I would like you to read John.
Mm-hmm.
Let's begin in verse 18 of Isaiah chapter 5.
Okay, these are the woe verses, 18 to 21. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as if with a cart rope. Do you get a picture of a parade?
Yes, this is what it is. It's more or less being proud of your sin and making sure everybody knows you're in it.
Wow.
And of course, I think easily of the gay parades and things like that. But there's other things.
Yeah, there are other
things. You know, fornication, people living together without marriage. It's no big deal. They're openly flaunting it.
Yes, and that's what pulling it along means with a cart rope. Let me continue. And those that say, let him make speed and hasten his work that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come that we may know it.
In other words, antagonizing God to show himself.
Yes,
you know,
that's
what
it sounded like.
Let me see your God, and then maybe I'll do something about it.
Yeah, if God really thinks this is wrong, why isn't he doing anything about it? That kind of thing. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
That's right, and in other words, we're seeing that today as well. You know, they're saying that it's good to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's also good to be an adulterer, too. It's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I see that.
Oh, yeah. It's on the televisions, you know, things like that.
And it's good to be a single parent or, you know, an unwed mother. Mm-hmm. I know that's not a popular term, but, you know, it's all good, apparently.
Well, here it is. The end of the next verse, verse 24, sums it all up. It
says, they, in parentheses, despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. How about that?
That's right. And I saw Obama make fun at the Bible. He really did.
Mm-hmm.
He ridiculed it. And you can still see that if you go to YouTube and put in the search engine, Obama makes fun of the Bible. It
oh,
will
really?
Come up and you will see it yourself.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a lot of liberals take pot shots at the Bible.
Yeah.
And the word despise doesn't necessarily mean hate. It means just the ignoring of it.
Okay.
Just, I'm turning the other way.
Sure.
Not listening.
Yeah. Well, there's some that hate it as well.
We have a change over there?
We have a caller, actually, on the line. And Leo in Geauga County. Hi. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing all right out here. I wish I was feeling better, but I'm feeling a lot of anxiety this evening.
Are you really? I don't know.
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the Christian. He's a Mormon. But,
there you go.
it's better than the Muslim wannabe, you know.
All right. All right. I understand that. I'm looking at this screen, and I still see Obama is winning in Ohio.
Yeah, but they're not making any calls yet on Ohio. There's, only a minuscule amount of precincts reporting at this time.
I see. So Pennsylvania and Ohio seem to be the same.
With Virginia right now, which is another one of them toss-up states, Romney is leading, but again, they're not making an official call on the state because there's just not enough in and the race is still too close to call. We're going to be watching this one till wee hours of the morning, I'm sure. It's going to be a late one.
It sure
like
is.
Like I said, I'll wake up in the morning and find out. I'm looking at the screen here, and we have one that shows that there's some states that are actually very pink. They haven't called them yet as being for Romney, but it looks like they're going to go for Romney. So it's actually looking good from what I see.
And one of those states happens to be Texas, and that would be a huge biggie. That's a biggie.
Yes,
so.
Yes. So Romney should comfortably take Texas.
Yes.
But when I went to vote today, I seen an extreme amount of people at the polls. There was no line. Everything ran smooth, but it was a large amount of people. And I'm hearing from different sources that there was an extreme large voter turnout in the rural counties of Ohio here.
In the rural
hopefully
counties?
That. Yes, extreme large turnout,
wow.
Over 125% from last election cycle.
Oh, boy,
that should bode well for the conservatives, you know. And we could just cross our fingers at this point. But we should know something. When you see Florida, Virginia, Ohio, it should give us a real clear picture. We really shouldn't have to wait for the Californias. You know, on the West Coast.
Yeah, because that's going to be, of course, where we know that one's going.
Yes, but there is a couple of states out there, out in the West, that do help a lot if Obama does carry Ohio, such as Colorado or Nevada, which are both toss up at this point. So
it is
even if Obama carries Ohio, we can't lose hope yet because we still have some out west states to be counted.
And we have a wild card too, Leo. We have a wild card in the fact that there's some voters that can't even vote because of power outages and a lack of places to live and food to eat, and the people that are basically in trouble from the Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, but Obama's not really concerned about that. He went and did his photo op with the Lionel governor of New Jersey there, and everything back slapping everyone's happy while people are still starving, living in the streets, afraid to leave their house because of looting. But we won't touch that subject.
Well, yeah, we don't want to go too far, but I know it could potentially be millions of votes there that might turn a state. So I don't know.
Yeah, it could. I mean, I think we'd see snowballs doing well in hell before New Jersey or New York went red. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's some of the most liberal bastions of this whole country.
You should call more often.
I just wanted to call in this evening and let
All
people
right.
know that there is still hope, and we're doing what we can. You know, and keep praying. You know, that's all we can do is pray.
That's right.
Because it's out of our hands. All the campaigning's done. All the
mudslinging's
done. The voting's done. Now it's just up to the bean counters to count them.
That's right. Amen. Hey, thanks a lot, Leo, for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless and have a great night.
You too.
Thanks, Leo. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it's good to hear from him. Give us
the
rural picture, I think he gave us.
That's right. We know we got some people rooting for Romney.
Right. Well, we got a lot of we got rid of the apathy that was out there in Geauga County, I think. There was a lot of it, but not this year.
Not this year.
Yeah. Well, we were into the woes there before Leo.
You know, I don't know if we'll be able to do all the scriptures that I want in Timothy, but let's start out with 2 Timothy in the third chapter, and we'll just go as far as we can, and if we have another caller, then we'll answer that, and we'll just see how we go here.
Okay, 2 Timothy, verse 3.
This all pertains to this time.
Yes. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come.
Not maybe.
Yeah,
that's a will.
That's a will.
Perilous times will
come. Verse 2. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
Whew, you have to take a breath after that one, huh?
I sure do.
Now, I realize that not all men will have all those attributes, but if you're not saved, we'll have many of these that are listed here, and some will look to be godly, but not really saved, as in the next verse will show us.
Okay, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. So that means it could be somebody going to church, could be a deacon.
Oh, yes. It's like saying there are many roads to heaven, you know, they kind of say that they're a Christian, but they'll say, oh, well, you know, there's many roads to heaven. And like in Matthew 7, where God says that in that day they'll say they're a Christian, but I'm going to say I never knew them.
Oh, you mean like when we cast out demons in your name and we did this in your name? And
they did all those things
in his
name.
And he goes,
I never knew you.
Never.
But he didn't know them.
Ooh, I would hate to hear that.
Yes.
And verse 5 finishes with, and such people turn away. Now, that sounds...
Right. We're not supposed to hang with them and let them be our best friends, except to witness.
Oh, okay.
Or have them at, in other words, the very good friendships, because in that way you're condoning what they're doing. You should be able to take a stand and explain certain behaviors just are wrong.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing that hardly anymore. It's just kind of like compromising, as we've talked in the past.
Yes, I know. And there seems to be a big force out there that seems to oppress people and takes away their courage to stand up.
Yes.
And it's because evil is getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. For of this sort are those who creep into households, I'm going to ask you to explain that later, and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was.
Okay, now Jewish tradition teaches that Jannes and Jambres were the magicians in Exodus 3.
They had 8. They had the snakes that could do what Moses' rod did.
And they tried to duplicate, but they soon admitted that it was the hand of God working through Moses.
Yes, they did.
Okay, and that, I think, is what God is trying to tell us here, that even though they're going to come in and take captive gullible women that are just, you know, lonely sometimes, and but eventually they will all have to say Jesus is Lord.
What do you make of those who creep into households? Now that sounds like sneaking into households, and that verse is.
Well, it's just expression, I think.
Yeah, it reminds me of television, though.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that in.
You know, before you go on, I just want to give one more update. Romney is at 76. And Obama's at 64.
Electoral votes. So, okay, Romney has
still
the lead in electoral votes, where
That's
it probably
right.
counts. Now, verse 10.
One more verse, and then we're going to have to close.
Okay, this is in Timothy, still there. But you, talking to Timothy, have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And out of them all, the Lord delivered me.
That's right. He delivered him out of all of them. And verse 12 goes on and just tells us that all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
That's not a maybe.
So just know that if you're not bumping into the enemy, it's because you're going in the same direction, church. And on that we're going to have to leave it. And still, it's going to be an exciting night. I'm going to rush home and probably watch TV till I fall asleep.
Okay.
And wake up tomorrow with hopefully good news.
How much time do we have left? Just one? Oh, my goodness. Well, if you've not made Jesus Lord of your life, tonight would be a good night to do it. And if you just have the head knowledge and not the heart conviction, just get on your knees. Tell them that you need him as a savior. Tell him that you are a sinner. Admit with him that you are a sinner.
That's right.
Stop. Make an effort to stop those sins and then replace them by going to God, going to his word. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's called committing your life. Commit your life to it. Remember, Yeshua is your savior. And you choose where you want to spend eternity. God sends no one to hell. You decide yourself where your soul goes. Your soul never dies. And you get your decision determines where your soul spends eternity. So there's only two places, with God or with Satan.
That's right. It's your decision. And then fulfill the Great Commission. Do what Jesus told us to do. Go make disciples. Tell one person a day that Jesus loves them and wants them as one of his sheep. For he is the great shepherd.
Yevrecha ka Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasim lecha shalom.
Which says, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. Join us next Tuesday at 8 p.m. And until then, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalem.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the left-hand side of the page, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.